Well, Alexia, here we are. It's the Friday before the big day, and this weekend is jam-packed with holiday activities. Let's kick it off with Christmas at the farmers market.
Yeah, on Saturday, Santa will be a guest at the farmers market downtown, and he'll be available for photos in front of the Rio Grande Theater from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And pictures with Santa are free, but a canned good donation is suggested, and the donations will benefit Roadrunner Food Bank.
Okay, so this is happening this weekend. I've been there the weekend before Christmas at the farmers market, and it is a lot of fun. There's just so much a flurry of activity, and it's a great place to pick up some last minute gifts, handmade gifts for family.
Yeah, definitely. It sounds like a really good time to go. I've actually never been the weekend before Christmas, but that is a really good idea for like last minute Christmas shopping.
And for people that are particular about their Christmas gifts, it's really nice because, again, you can find something that was made locally
Yeah.
and the people can really cherish and treasure. So definitely check out the farmers market, shop local. Campfire Christmas cookies, what's this about?
Yeah, so it's a chance for kids to make Christmas cookies at the Farm and Ranch Museum, and that's from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday. Visitors can participate in the age-old art of making cookies using a vintage pizzle iron from the 1800s.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot. What's a pizzle iron?
I actually Googled it before I came because I knew that you would ask me that. It looks like just a, like kind of like a waffle iron of some
Okay.
sort from what I saw. I just saw some pictures, so I might be wrong, but
Okay, so this is just the dating back to olden times, to Western times.
yeah, it's a baking cookies old style.
Okay, so they're going to have traditional cookie cutters to be used for decorations. Is this for kids and adults?
Yeah, I think mainly for kids, but you know, it's I think it's like a family
Well, darn it,
thing.
I'm going to push a kid out of the way. I'm going to give it a try. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. So this is happening at the Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum. We always talk about that, and it's always a lot of fun. And they have regular admission is required to participate in the program. So check that out if you are out and about. Lots of things to do. Let's talk about Santa's Magic Key Story Time. Where's this happening at?
It's at Barnes and Noble in the Mesilla Valley Mall at 11 a.m. And it's a story about a boy who realizes on Christmas Eve that his new house doesn't have a chimney.
Oh,
So
no.
with the post office closed and Santa coming by the end of the night, he has no way of telling Santa that he has no chimney. So I definitely went through that when I was a kid myself, because I lived in a trailer when I was very, very young and we didn't have a chimney. So I can understand this boy's struggle.
Well, you know, I grew up in Houston where, you know, it doesn't get very cold. And not too many of the houses that we lived in had chimneys. So it was always a mystery to me. How does that work? But Santa finds a way.
Yeah, apparently in this story, there's a mysterious key that helps Santa solve the problem.
Okay, so this is story time happening at Mesilla Valley Mall at Barnes and Noble at 11 a.m. on Saturday. This is a beautiful tradition if you are into luminarias, Christmas carols, and hot chocolate. Where?
Yeah, it's at the Plaza in Old Mesilla. This is one of my favorite Christmas Eve events. I usually try and go every year. They have luminarias, Christmas carols, hot chocolate, and that's from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. on Sunday. And of course, that's free to attend.
Okay, so what are you going to be doing this Christmas season?
I'm planning to just spend some time with my family. My parents, who live in St. Louis, are visiting from out of town, so that should be fun.
Oh, they're taking a break from the cold weather in St. Louis.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's really that cold there, but definitely colder than here.
I spent a Christmas in St. Louis, in the St. Louis area, in Belleville, Illinois, and we almost got a white Christmas. It snowed on December 23rd, and we
Oh.
were so excited, thinking we were going to get a white Christmas, but alas, it did not snow on Christmas morning, but it was still just a beautiful sight to behold.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think it's going to snow in Las Cruces this Christmas, but I really wish that it would.
Yeah, I know. You know, we got excited last week or the week before when it got really cloudy and we had some snowflakes fall. And, you know, the
it
kids
gave us false hope.
It gave us false hope. Oh, wow. Okay, Alexia, you have a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Okay, thanks. You too.